life today.
Topping the Colts 31-17. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And we're going to go deep when it comes to healthcare. We're going to talk about Iran and the latest nonsense with that moron Ahmadinejad. But before we do that, I think that the fight for freedom means that we can kick back and celebrate over a football game. You can take 5 minutes to watch a football game and say, wow, that's quite an accomplishment for a city still trying to survive after Hurricane Katrina. First time that they get there and they clinch the deal. Unbelievable. Who would have thought it? 31-17, as I said now, that was the score. So nobody, I'm going to tell you right at the top, usually we have this build-up and this anticipation, but I'm going to give it away right from the very get-go. Nobody nailed the score. Hey, I said I hoped the Saints would win, but I picked the Colts 27-24. Our own technical maestro, Donovan Madsen, said the Saints would win it. He was right on that, but he picked 21-17. Many of you who jammed our phone lines for fun picked the Saints as well, but nobody specifically had 31-17. Even Clifford in Missouri had 34-17. He did have the Colts, but yeah, unfortunately, it is so tough to nail the score. So no more nail the score for the NFL. We will bring one back when it comes to college hoops and we get to the big dance, and that'll be a whole lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who called in throughout the entire season. As much as we vent and we press and we talk about the nonsense going on in Washington, it was fun to see that many of you with those passions that run deep could take 5 minutes and have some fun with the NFL, too. So nobody nailed the score. Here's what it sounded like on ESPN, some of the analysis of the game.
We have a new Saints. They just finished up down in Miami, which is why Trent Dilfer is here to talk about the big game. The Saints 31-17, 44 years after they get an NFL franchise. They win Super Bowl 44. And, Trent, before we get into the X's and O's, I just want to know, what is Drew Brees feeling at this very second? You went through it.
Oh, my goodness. You know, words really can't describe it. The emotions begin to well up right about now. You focus so hard going into this, and you never want your emotions to get the best of you in this game. So really you hold so many of them back for the 2 weeks leading up to the game. And once you realize that you're a world champion, that you've climbed the hill, that you've gotten to the top, and you start all of a sudden playing in your mind all the adversity you've gone through, all the rehab, all the needles you put in your body, all the countless hours of work you've invested in this one singular moment, all of a sudden all that emotion starts coming out. I'm getting chills thinking about it. Tears might come to my eyes thinking about what Drew Brees has overcome to be in this moment right now and experience what he's experiencing.
And they're going to hand him the Lombardi Trophy. How heavy is that thing?
Got to lift a lot of weights getting ready for the game in case you win. That thing's heavy.
All right, now that's a little bit of what it sounded like from ESPN, the sports leader, a little bit of what the afterwards was in discussing Drew Brees, et cetera. Drew Brees, the picture that you'll see on the newspapers across the land, I'm sure, his young son in his arms with the big headsets over top of his ears because of all the noise on the field. It was just adorable, and you could see his eyes were filled with tears. So congratulations to the New Orleans Saints for their big win over the Indianapolis Colts. Peyton Manning goes down. It didn't look that way. We'll talk a little bit more about the game coming up throughout the show, but there are other things happening. As I said, it's a snow fest in the East Coast. Man, just absolutely crazy. My mother lives in New Jersey. She sent me some flip videos of what it was like in my childhood house, actually, where I grew up, and she had 28 inches of snow. I can't even imagine. I don't think growing up we ever had that much snow. So skiers, you had skiers that were on the National Mall. They were doing the cross-country thing. you had supposedly this wild snowball fight of 2,000 people took place, too, right near the Washington Monument. Almost surreal. 2 feet of snow. One of the worst blizzards in D.C.'s history. 18 inches at Reagan National Airport. Fourth highest storm total for that city. Dulles shattered all records. 32 inches there. And in New Jersey, I already mentioned to you, in South Jersey, just over the bridge from Philadelphia, 28 inches, 2 feet of snow pretty much anywhere that you can, you know, imagine. You just have to think of the monuments just covered in snow. So Philly shut down. All these airports shut down. In Philadelphia proper, they had 27 inches of snow. You know, they say timing is everything. The International Auto Show, which is gigantic at the convention center, was like a ghost town. Who's going to go out? They can't even dig their cars out. In some cases, because they would only plow the emergency roads, it was tough to even get out and get out of your neighborhood. So we've got schools that'll be closed, and there are government offices, of course, are closed all the way across on Monday, because the dig out is going to take a while. And, you know, it's really strange about this whole, they're calling it Snowmageddon, that it might happen on Wednesday again in certain parts of the Northeast. Now, New York City, nothing. I mean, you know, a couple of snowflakes. And how about our friends like Chris in Connecticut, who calls the show every single week, she did during the NFL, to give an NFL guest for Nail the Score. I'm sure she's fine. So there were just certain areas, Maryland, New Jersey, Delaware, all of them across the board. And, you know, that's that thing about the snow. Snow is fun when you don't have to drive in the snow. And a strange thing about snow, something that the Drudge Report dug up from a couple of years ago and actually printed, and I thought it was interesting. RFK Jr., maybe 15, 16 months ago, said global warming means no snow or cold in the Northeast. Well, I guess that theory has been thrown aside. I guess that went to pot, because that's really not what we're seeing happen. In fact, it's incredible the amounts of snow that particular area of the Northeast is getting, and in a couple of days they might get blanketed with the same thing. That's one of the things that RFK Jr. does. He goes out and he talks about how to save the planet. So he wrote a column last year on the lack of winter weather in D.C., saying it's changed dramatically and that you don't see snow, you don't get snow. Where snow used to blanket our backyard, boy, you never see that now. Well, get out the shovels, because I'm afraid snow is definitely here to stay, at least this winter, the worst ever. Coming up on the flip side, sadly, in Connecticut, you know, I mentioned they didn't get slammed with the snow, but instead something else, a green power plant explosion kills some people and ends up wounding so many others, happened on Sunday at about 11:30 Eastern time in the morning, really rocking some people out of their kitchens. I'll give you the skinny on where it happened and specifically what happened coming up around the bend here on ATN.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Peter Krachnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krachnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krachnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
America tonight. We hit the mailbag. Thanks to everybody who's been sending in their notes. Wow. I mean, it's terrific. I guess you're sick of me saying, let me know at americatonight.net or you're catching on. I did have a few people that would go to americatonight.com, and apparently that's kind of a risque website or something, a party website. I don't know. It looked, when I went to it, it looked like a nightclub ad. So it is americatonight.net. Speaking of risque, coming up a little bit later, we'll talk about some of the Super Bowl ads. That's always a big deal, too. Where did Madison Avenue spend their money? Or the advertisers dumping the money into Madison Avenue? Where did, you know, who came out the best where you think it might pay off? Because those ads are crazy expensive. Almost $3 million. Woof. But sadly, we turn our attention to Middletown, Connecticut. And a power plant explosion killed at least five, and it felt like an earthquake was the description for many people. I happened to be up, and I was flipping around on the news and checking things out right around when that happened. And, it, you know, we're talking blowing out windows, cracking foundations, knocking things off shelves. You're living in Connecticut. You're thinking, well, we don't have earthquakes here. What's that about? Here's the weird thing. It's one of those clean energy power plants that's not on the grid yet. It's not operational. It's like 620 megawatt clean energy power plant is what it is. The size, you're talking about 96% complete. So it was going to be one of the largest in that area in recent years, in any recent times that anyone could remember. And the idea was the plant was meant to burn up bunch of natural gas piped to the site, and to a lesser extent, some of that low sulfur oil is what they would call it. So it's a natural gas explosion. That's what it's looking like. And certainly it was devastating. Homes miles away felt that shockwave, and they did think that they were experiencing an earthquake. So right away, the investigators on the scene, and they're saying it's one of those accidents that looks like natural explosion. They're still trying to specifically nail it, but that's the early reports. They're looking at the chemical accident, what would be the cause of that, and it's the natural gas. So 5 people dead, a bunch of other people injured, 2. Sadly, you know, there's always that list where they've got children and grandchildren, and but they were there, and that's they were so close to the blast. So a witness who saw what happened said initially it was bodies everywhere, and some people might still, actually they were saying originally, might be in the rubble. So the fire crews scrambled to get on to the scene as much as they could, because you had about, you know, 50 to 100 workers on the site on Sunday. And then you got to find that list of who's working, and they had a hard time trying to figure out who was missing and whatnot. And when you look at the location of Middletown, I know some of you listening to us in Connecticut, listen to America Tonight, you know exactly where it is. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And this was a big deal, this plant. And sadly, this happens, and the explosion appears to have happened when they were trying to do what they call a blowdown of natural gas pipelines, and it involves purging the gas lines. So it's certainly related to natural gas, but a question of the specifics of how it happened. But that's what it's looking like, because that's exactly when it massively erupted. And you've got, you know, homes damaged. I mentioned that, foundations and windows. And you care the most about the people who died and were injured. But it looks like that plant isn't going to go online anytime soon in light of what's happened here. And you wonder if this whole push for, you know, the whole clean thing, you're wondering if this may dissuade in some circles, perhaps. While Connecticut deals with that terrible tragedy, this is like your worst fear if this were to happen. And I know we also have plenty of New Yorkers who listen to us. This always scares me, because I never had the mumps or the chicken pox. Some of you listening, maybe you never had the mumps or the chicken pox. You know, you got the vaccines, and maybe you have that ugly vaccine mark on your arm. But how long ago was that? So they say 300 people have been diagnosed with the mumps in a suburban part of New York. And it's the largest outbreak in however many years. 300 in Rockland County. That's an incredible amount, and that's a highly infectious disease. Now, what they're investigating is what was the root cause of this? And it looks like most of the cases are among Orthodox or Hasidic Jews, and they say the outbreak started in August at a summer camp with an 11-year-old boy who brought that disease in from England, and then it spread throughout the Jewish communities in Brooklyn, New Jersey, and in Orange. And mumps, I had to look this up since I don't know much about the mumps, but it spreads through saliva, coughing, you think people the way they cough, and germs are spewed, sneezing, and you kind of get those like flu-like symptoms from the description that I read on the whole mumps deal. But, ooh, that's scary stuff. Mumps, so deadly for like pregnant women. And who knows how far it's gotten outside the community. They don't know, but it's certainly ransacking the areas in Rockland County. Donovan, do you ever have the mumps? Do you ever have any of those childhood diseases, chicken pox, mumps, any of that kind of stuff, measles?
I had the chicken pox, but I was fairly thoroughly inoculated against mumps and the measles.
The chicken pox, was it itchy? You had those bumps on your face and stuff, and it was itchy?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so.
Do you remember? I mean, so you had to like just go to bed, not go to school, I'm sure. Oof.
Yeah, I was out of school for like a week, as I recall, although it's many, many years ago at this point.
Oof. Yeah, they always worry with chickenpox. They worry about scars too if you don't get it treated right. if you're going to have any kind of scarring, if you have a really bad case of the chicken pox. But you definitely can't go to school, and your time frame of being out a week is probably dead on right. But with this outbreak, and see, there it is. Kid picks it up. What, he's in London, picks it up, brings it back to the U.S., and then all these people get it through various ways because it is so, so contagious. Like I said, that's why they worry about pregnant women and measles and chickenpox and stuff, because of how easy it is to actually get slammed with that, and then it's incredibly dangerous to be carrying a child that way. So for outbreaks, that definitely tops the list. They think they have it contained, and they're not talking about a big quarantine, but over 300, I'd say that's pretty darn big. Now, the jokes have been circulating. I went to a little Super Bowl thing earlier in the evening, and the jokes have been circulating about Toyotas. Right away, somebody asked me, you didn't park your car on the hill, and you don't have a Toyota, do you? So Toyota is now going to recall, we talked about this, the Prius hybrid over the brake failure. And the company, so the owner of the 300,000 cars will be told that their brakes might fail on icy surfaces. Could this get any worse with the weather they're having back east? So now they've got this recall going for the Priuses, too. A lot of the Priuses, or a big chunk of the Priuses, are in the U.K. They've had problems, I guess, on the ice. And this is in wake of the 8 million Toyotas. So this is yet the other recall. And it's all over. I mean, like I mentioned, Europe, Toyota Europe, and in the United States. And I'm wondering that this scare, what the scare is going to do, if it's not going to end with the hybrid, or is it going to be on several other models? Because they've talked about the Lexuses, that there could be some kind of problem maybe there. This is a gigantic nightmare for the Japanese automaker. And under Japanese law, Toyota is expected to register the domestic recall of the Prius with the government before announcing it to the public. So this latest scare puts a big fat puncture in Toyota's green credentials too, and the financial misery on the company since this has happened. Boy, they've seen the share price really collapse, especially over the accelerator pedal already, which is going to cost about $2 billion. Many of you listening to me work in places where you have Toyota parts. And as somebody called and I checked on the statistic, and he was absolutely dead on, 95% of those parts are made in the U.S., and that means the possibility of U.S. jobs should Toyota keep continuing to take big hits. So it's not good from that point of view, certainly. All right, coming up on the flip side, a little bit more on healthcare and Iran. Big topics on the Sunday Swirl. Hang with us.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations, and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com, or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying.
That's good stuff, brother. Hey, everybody. Hope wherever you are safe and warm and locked and tuned into America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, the skipper of the ship as we are navigating all over the place. I mentioned this at the top. The New Orleans Saints capture their first Super Bowl title. Woohoo! Congratulations to them, 31-17. You know, it's nice because you think of how slammed the people of Louisiana still are and the city of New Orleans. I've been back there. If you've been back since Katrina, my friends, it is still not, no matter what anyone says, the city that it used to be. Yes, there are people that are trying to help, and there are people that are getting houses, and there are people that are going back to work. But so many people left and didn't want to come back. You got people that are in the Northeast, the Midwest, in Houston. A lot of people were transplanted from Louisiana and, frankly, didn't want to go back after their homes were destroyed, particularly the ones, obviously, in that ninth ward, how horrible it hit them. So good for the Saints, because there was talk that, well, geez, will the Saints stay there? Will they go to another city? You know, what's the scenario now? I remember what they had to deal with, of course, with the hurricane and how the players and the team chipped in and tried to do whatever they could. So this is nice to see a first-timer win the way they did, I think. Nobody did, however, nail the score the entire season. So many of you, with your passionate political opinions, as I mentioned, were kind enough to call in and also play our little fun game. And you really wanted to do it. And we have this prize pack. And you know what? We're going to hang on to the prize pack because it's only going to get bigger. And when we get to hoops, which when we get to March, we're getting close, we'll do that. We'll absolutely have a different kind of nail the score since we do it twice a year. So sorry that nobody nailed the score, except for there was one. Filling in, Andrew Zellner somehow threw out a score, and he nailed the score. Do we have some applause for him? We got to give him the props again. This guy never gets so much national radio attention. His name, just big shout out. He did, but you know what? He wasn't eligible for any of the prizes. So no prizes for Andrew, but he does have bragging rights. He has bragging rights. That's still pretty huge, I would say. Sarah Palin, 2012, a presidential bid. Is it a real possibility or just kind of being floated out there? I want to talk about that, some of the things that I've found out from a few people in the know in the political circle, kind of near Palin's orbit. But before we do that, part of the Sunday swirl, CNN did an interview with Hillary Clinton and talked about a bunch of different things, healthcare obviously being one of them because she was part of that push back in those Clintonian days. But now she's Secretary of State. So what about the nut job in North Korea, Kim Jong-il, and their ambitions? And what about Iran and this seeking to enrich uranium, and the fact that they didn't comply with the initial dates? And, you know, I think I said this 3.5 years ago. I mean, let's just be honest about it. There's just some people, really, diplomatically, I get it, you try, okay, whatever. But you make a list, and you just have this list. And there's this list of people you just don't trust, right? The evil guys. The bad guys and the good guys. Sorry, there is bad guys. People just don't, they want to believe there's bad guys. And Kim Jong-il is on the list. And Ahmadinejad is on the list. But I think he's on the list first. Because Iran, strategically, where it's placed, and then our relationship with Israel, and the hornet's nest that is, of course, the Middle East. So scary. So you can't complete, you know, you just cannot turn your back on what's going on with Iran and say, well, screw it. Somebody said to me the other day, well, you know what? I'm just sick of talking about this nut. And he comes to the United States and talks at Columbia and says nasty things and talks about, well, of course, that's why 9/11 happened. Why do we give this guy any attention? Because you can't. You have to give it some attention because of the position that Iran, the country itself, is in. So Ahmadinejad orders the Iran's atomic chief to enrich the country's uranium to 20%. So this is another challenge to the idea that I'm not going to be reined in. See, this keeps happening. This happened during the Bush administration, let's face it. So these whole things with deadlines and whatever, he's never going to meet it. Remember, they had until the end of 2009 to accept the deal offered by P5 plus one, which, of course, is Britain, China, France, U.S., United States, plus Germany. And instead, they give this counterproposal. They gave the West until the end of January to accept their proposal, and the details were never even made public. So you've got the situation with Iran, and then, of course, you always have to worry about testing and what's going on with North Korea. Clinton was asked about both of those countries, and she responded first talking about North Korea.
No, not to the extent we would like to see them. But I think that is not all to the story. Engagement has brought us a lot in the last year. Let's take North Korea first, and then we'll go to Iran. In North Korea, when we said that we were willing to work with North Korea if they were serious about returning to the six-party talks and about denuclearizing in an irreversible way, they basically did not respond in the first instance. But because we were willing to engage, we ended up getting a very strong sanctions regime against North Korea that China signed on to and Russia signed on to, and right now is being enforced around the world. It, because we extended it, a neighbor like China knew we were going the extra mile and all of a sudden said, you know, you're not just standing there hurling insults at them. You've said, all right, fine, we're willing to work with them. They haven't responded, so we're going to sign on to these very tough measures. Similarly in Iran, I don't know what the outcome would have been if the Iranian government hadn't made the decision it made following the elections to become so repressive. But the fact is, because we engaged, the rest of the world has really begun to see Iran the way we see it. When we started last year talking about the threats that Iran's nuclear program posed, Russia and other countries said, well, we don't see it that way. But through very slow and steady diplomacy, plus the fact that we had a two-track process. Yes, we reached out on engagement to Iran, but we always had the second track, which is that we would have to try to get the world community to take stronger measures if they didn't respond on the engagement front.
All right, so here the bottom line is, you cut through all the political rhetoric. The stakes are incredibly high. And Iran, at a nasty game of poker, has just raised them that much higher. So what do you do in the case? Do you continually get pounded by Ahmadinejad? Do you take some kind of an amazing stance? And what would the amazing stance be? You're not dropping a bomb on Iran. That's not happening. That's been suggested many times. Well, just drop a bomb on the Middle East. Turn it into glass. Well, there's no way that's rolling out. So you can forget that idea. But there has to be some kind of action. And the serious sanctions, that's what has to happen. Enough of the rhetoric. Okay, this is the way you want it. This is the way you want to play. Then we're going to have to play tough with you. That's just the way it is. Because we can't risk that you're just constantly amassing the possibility of all this atomic energy. And that's what you're doing with this reactor. And you are putting us in the position, the United States and several of the other countries mentioned, in an impossible situation. You're more than an irritant at this point. You are stockpiling low-enriched uranium. You are doing that. Absolutely. And why? You are. Is it really a power thing? Are we to believe it's really a power thing? Yeah, I don't doubt that maybe some of it could be used for power, but I do not believe for one second that there's no nuclear ambitions here. Does anybody? If you believe that, please call me and let me in on your little secret and what you know that I don't know. 800-259-5791. See, the Iranian folks have repeatedly said that they can make fuel enrichment to 20% itself if there is no agreement on obtaining it from abroad. And they say that. They say, we told the West to come and have a swap, but we could produce it ourselves. And Ahmadinejad did a televised speech where he talked about it. I mean, he went through this whole thing. He said, we gave them 2 to 3 months' time for such a deal. They started a new game, and now I have asked that we start working on the production of this fuel using centrifuges. And he was referring to the atomic energy chief in charge of all this. But I think the gloves have to come off. There are contradictory signals in the air constantly around this guy. And, you know, we've heard this before. He said Iran had the capability to enrich it using laser technology. And he's dropping all kinds of things out there. And I don't think he really wants to do a deal. There are no concessions on their nuclear program. They're not willing to do that. Where is this accord? I don't see an accord or any kind of a breakthrough. So I think it's time to take the gloves off and start really pushing those sanctions. Make them happen. Make it become a reality. Don't be afraid to go in that direction. What do you think? You can always throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Coming up, the mail's in. We're going there next.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To do that whole route one day. I used to live along Route 66, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Worked for a great television station, KOB, and it was a fun place to live for a while. I was there for a couple of years and have been up and down areas along Route 66, but it'd be fun just to do the whole drive all the way up through the Midwest, all the way up through Chicago. All right, I said that we're going to go to the mailbag. We'll do that in just a second. But, you know, it was T.S. Eliot who said, most of the trouble in the world is caused by people wanting to be important. That is exactly how I feel about Ahmadinejad. I think he wants to be important. So, of course, the nutty president ups the uranium enrichment and then puffs out his chest and dares the United States or anyone else to conflict with what he's saying, to combat him. And in the meantime, a new report also comes out that says Iran is citing the CIA in radio arrest as well. And this was a big story. Seven people, including some that were supposedly having ties to the U.S.-backed Farsi-language radio stations, were arrested in Tehran. They worked as liaisons for anti-revolutionary satellite organizations. Sounds like a mouthful, but that's what they dubbed them as, Zionist media. The semi-official Iran labor news agency, in other words, the lips of Ahmadinejad, they said the people were connected with the conspiracy, and they were referring to the recent anti-government protests in Iran, and they say that some of them had officially been employed by the U.S. intelligence service. You buy that? You think? What do you think? The crackdown on journalism, by the way, in Iran is worse. It's been since the whole presidential election things. Forget about it. I mean, the whole state-owned president press TV, whoops, president TV. That's what it's like. Reported that the seven, including the two CIA operatives, is what they say, that they plan to stoke unrest and violence on a march scheduled for February 11th, according to the report. And that date is significant. Why? Because if you go back in your history, remember this, it's the 31st anniversary of the 79 Islamic Revolution that toppled the Shah then. Of course, there's no reaction from our government yet at this point. So I said we would go to the mailbag, and let's do that. If I can just pull it up. It's so heavy, it weighs so much. Here it is. Our first one, Julie says, I'm worried about all this talk about Iran planning something for February 11th and the people in the government warning us that something will happen in the United States in 3 to 6 months. I wouldn't be surprised if this something is already in the works and martial law will be ordered nationwide. God, I hope not. And no cutoff date. And that all tea parties or any gatherings will be deemed illegal now. If that happened, then forget it. It's all chaos. I don't think so, Jules. You know, you kill freedom of speech, you kill the spirit, you kill what democracy is all about. And there will not be an election in November. Washington is awfully smug about something. They apparently know and we don't. Maybe they are counting on something happening. If they went ahead and held the trials in New York City, I wish they would just go ahead and load an Air Force cargo plane with the Gitmo guys, open the cargo hatch over the ocean, I love this, and dump them all out. They could have their 72 virgins faster than if they had to wait any more years. Problem solved. We have some applause for that. I think that was sarcastic and well said about the 72 virgins in the cargo hatch. Hey, you want your virgins here? I like that. Julie, I like that. I'm not looking for martial law. I'm hoping not, right? You have to admit, there are things that reek of the smack of something funny. But I think what happens is that it becomes a guessing game. Well, this is how it's called CYA. So I'm the person in charge. I'm the important person. And you ask me and I say, well, you know, hey, in 3 to 6 months, something can happen. I can go back on America Tonight and go back through my archives, and I can tell you other times when we were told stuff like that. The bottom line is, and this is the scarier part, do they really know? And do we really know what's coming? And the answer is no. Abdullah Muttalib was one of them. And there were so many questions surrounding what really happened there in the first place. And the guy that got him on the plane, and how come he wasn't stopped, and, you know, we know. So here's this from Trey. Hiya, Kate. I'm Trey from Lexington, Kentucky. I work at a horse farm as a night watch guy and listen to you every night. Just wanted to say I love the show. Can't wait for 1 a.m. to get here so I can change the channel to you guys. We only have about 12 more weeks to the Derby. Hope to hear more about the major races on your show when they get closer. Did you ever go to the Derby? Any horse races? Hope this finds everyone well on your end. Catch you on the flip side. I get the reference, Trey. Horse racing is very, very big to me. I grew up in a family. I had a great uncle that was a jockey, at a dinky track in Charleston, West Virginia. But he did get to go to the Derby once. And I have a cousin. He's a second cousin. His name's John Service. And he was the trainer of Smarty Jones, who almost won the Triple Crown, if you remember, a handful of years ago, but lost it by barely a nose at the Belmont. So, yes, I'm very much into horse racing. Joe Drape, who's the horse riding expert for the New York Times, will join us when it gets closer to the races, and we'll have him handicap the races for us. And it'll be a lot of fun. It's great country down there, horse country. Louisville, Lexington, the whole bit. You guys know, anyone listening to me, you know what I'm talking about as far as that's concerned. All right, we got another email here, or letter, if you will, from Izzy. I'm just pointing this out, Izzy, because I like what she said. If it isn't too late, I would like to enter my choice for today's game. Colts 32, Saints 17. Oh, she was riding pretty close, but on the wrong team. Thanks a bunch, Izzy. Well, it was too late, but it didn't matter because you didn't nail the score anyway. Nobody nailed the score this time around. Once again, I know I've said it a couple times this hour, but thanks to everybody who did try to nail the score. Here's one from Joseph. Joseph says, Kiki, love the show. You keep at it. Don't let anyone put you down. You keep rolling, girl, and say exactly what you think. That's what I like. It's hard to tell sometimes where you stand, but you definitely always have an opinion, and I like that moxie, so keep it up. Wow, that's nice. That's an encouraging note. Here's one from, let's see here. Here's one from Dennis McMahon. We love Dennis, who listens to us up in Vermont. Sometimes he sends really funny things, but he sends also very pointed political notes, too. He always has opinions on what's happening with the gas bags. It's just too easy to pummel them, though. The gas bags in the Capitol. And he's saying here, this is a very dangerous policy, a 1960s-style solution where we are no longer the world economic power we were then with our consumer goods. We're not being largely made in China. Obama's a foreign policy disaster, and this is where the administration, again, shows its amateur and ill-advised nature. Have fun. And, of course, we've been talking about the economic woes for a long time, and particularly we're concerned about the dollar. The Chinese have our debt hanging over our head, and that is, my friends, very, very, very worrisome. There is no doubt about that. Here's what Abraham Lincoln said. You know, I gave you the quote earlier from T.S. Eliot that I thought fit so perfectly for Ahmadinejad. Here's one from Abe Lincoln. Am I not destroying my enemies when I make friends of them?
Terrible fix we're in. Let's talk about something else.
Anything you say, Rock.